is PR 2020-3658, final sign-off of EPC site plan SI 2020-1052, Grace Star at 5301 Antequera Road. And this is agent is Consensus Planning. All right, so please introduce yourself if you're on the applicant team. Mr. Strozier, do you want to start?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning.
Okay. For this one, I'm going to go ahead and swear you in. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Other members that will be speaking on this, Madam of your application Chair, team?
This is Fred Arfman, civil consultant.
Thank you. Mr. Arfman, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. And is there anyone else?
Madam Chair, this is Eric Uribe with Meeks and Partners. We're the architects for the project.
Great. I'm not sure I caught your name, Mr. Yerbe, something like that. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay. Is that everyone, Mr. Strozier?
I believe that is. Thank you.
Okay. It looked like we were close last time on this. Do you want to give us any updates?
Madam Chair, I think we did get copies of the agency comments, and I believe that we have addressed the comments from the previous meeting as part of our supplemental, as part of our application. And I think we're just ready to respond to the individual comments as we go through them.
Okay, and you do have an infrastructure list on this project, correct?
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Fred Arfman. Yes, that was turned in. And also an update was sent in earlier.
What does earlier mean?
It was actually, since I was out medical yesterday, I sent it this morning at 8 o'clock to all the, most of the members.
Okay. I'll let Mr. Rodenbeck look and see if he can bring up that version of the infrastructure list.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. What time was it sent?
I'm sorry, Fred Arfman here. Jay, I did not send it to you. I can get it to you right now, but you were not on the distribution.
Okay. Yeah, please send that to me ASAP and I'll get it. I'll share it.
Here it comes.
Okay. We don't need to wait for that right this second. Is there anything else, Mr. Strozier?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I would like to go to the public and see if there's any member of the public that wishes to speak on this application. Please raise your hand or unmute and let us know you're there. If you're on the phone, you can press star 9. I'm scrolling through, and at this point, I do not see anyone that wishes to speak.
I don't see anybody either.
Okay. All right, let's go to board comments, and maybe by then we'll have the infrastructure list if someone is needing that. Mr. Gutierrez for Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I have no objection.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement reviewed this project for compliance with the IDO and has no comments at this time.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Smartfelt with Parks and Recreation. No objection.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 5/28/2020. We have no objection.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Work orders shall be needed for the sidewalk ramps and driveways as previously stated. I only had just one very minor comment left for ramps that are perpendicular to the curb. Ensure that there is sufficient width at the top of the ramp for a 4-foot wide landing, and that can be reflected on a ramp detail if need be. I just wanted to verify that is all.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just got Mr. Arfman's email, and regarding the ramps, he had this response. I don't know if you want to read this, Gene, but he had this response.
I received this. This is based on one of my other previous comments, and I'm fine with that explanation. It was regarding pedestrian ways at cottages, and I'm okay with that. My only comment left was on the perpendicular ramps.
Okay, and this is Jay Rodenbeck. This is Mr. Arfman's revised infrastructure list that he just sent me.
This is Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. I've reviewed that.
Yeah. All right, thanks. I'm just pulling that up.
Okay, are those all... Okay, so all DRB members, just make sure you're looking at this infrastructure list that Mr. Rodenbeck just put up, which is the one that we would be approving. So make sure you're good on that. Let's go to planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I noticed on the revised site plan that you had the sheets stamped. However, they were not signed. We will need those all those sheets to be not just stamped but signed as well. And we also need solid waste signature as well. And that concludes my comments.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Strozier.
So this is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning, and I believe that the solid waste signature was part of our DRB, original DRB submittal, and I think there have been some minor changes in response to transportation's comments, primarily on that site plan, and I think we just need to reroute it to them for an updated signature to make sure that it's, but basically nothing has changed relative to the solid waste portion of the site plan. So there shouldn't be any issues with them. I think we typically want to wait until we make sure we get all of these little minor tweaks done prior to getting their final signature on it. But I think that should not be an issue, and we can certainly get all of the drawings signed as well and get those back to you.
Okay, thank you. When you said the drawing signed, you mean the seals signed?
Yes. The seals okay. Signed, yes.
All right, say that six times. Okay, all right. Thank you. And then the note regarding the age restriction to 55 plus is on the site plan that Ms. Gould showed me the other day, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I was looking at the infrastructure list, and I wanted to confirm that you did indeed want the water services on the infrastructure list. A previous discussion that was disclosed last meeting, you guys didn't want it on there because you wanted to go through a different process. I just wanted to confirm that has changed now, and that is what is desired.
Madam Chair, David, this is Fred Arfman. I added those on there because normal course of work orders, once you have a work order, I've always been asked to add those to the project. And so I added them to the infrastructure list. Whether or not they show up on the work order plan or not, that's up to you. We can always reference that as a different construction number.
This is David again. So if it's on the infrastructure list, it will have to be built with the work order. So that's something that I won't require it on the infrastructure list, and you can build it with the work order. So it gives you a little freedom not to have it on there, but that's up to you either way.
Madam Chair, David, thank you. We'll consider that. But I think right now we'll hold them on there because it's easier to coordinate all this construction activity in one area when they're all done under one work order.
That sounds good. Thank you. I just wanted to confirm.
Okay. Are there any other DRB members that have comments on the infrastructure list that was on the screen? Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the site plan application. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. Let's go to Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez from Water Authority. I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve the delegation of adding a small note for the landing at the top of the perpendicular curb ramps to make sure we have sufficient landing at the top. That's it.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the signing of the seals on the plan sheets and the solid waste signature. Did I miss anything, Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. That's complete.
Just 1 second. Okay, there is a consensus vote to approve item number 8, which is PR 2020-3658, and final sign off EPC site plan SI 2020-1052. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, the delegation to transportation and planning for 6 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay, thank you, Mr. Stroger.
Thank you very much,
Mr. Arfman and
DRB members. We appreciate your time this morning. Or I guess afternoon now.
Yeah, afternoon now. Thanks for your patience, and I guess she'll need to keep exercising it. All right.
Thanks.
All right. I'm going to take just 1 second to take another drink of water so I don't. Okay, we are on agenda item number